Thank you.
Any question?
No.
Good. Where are we? What are we talking about? We talked about a lot of stuff. Remember? The first thing was that we want to talk about unity, coming together, understanding that we are all in a culture. We are sharing the space. Now we're sharing the cyberspace. It's for the human being. And we are being connected. And this connection is the first stuff. Talked about in the beginning, book two. He said, you will understand this wisdom when you become we. Now, you are us. All the way, whenever you say we, you mean us. Some are them excluded. This doesn't work. Why? Because everything is started with what? Every good stuff is started with what? Do you remember? Language. Language is the stuff that connects us. And with language we are here. The difference between us and the animals is the language, culture. That fast learning, the stuff that we are doing now, what are we doing? We are not talking about the physical existence here. Physical animal existence is out of here. Here we are looking for something else because we know it's more than that. How do we know it? From each other. This is that we. Okay. This is something that you have to do. Period. But you're not ready. Why? You started with it. He said, first of all, if even you, without being qualified by an accident, will fall in the garden of the beloved, you are a bad fellow because you want something. This is the work of the brain. When you are with the beloved, you shouldn't do this. You should be like this. This is what it is. Because this is the animal. Every animal in any opportunity is looking for something. Me, me, me. You were talking about it, I said, huh? And when I said it, you say, okay, yes, I'm back. No, wait a minute. You're even worse. Because when they tell you you did bad, you bring excuses. Ha! Over there, you were impolite, now you're abusing the language. And guess what? You're not abusing the language. So you cheat the beloved. You're cheating yourself. You're ruining everything for yourself, remember? So, the excuses you bring for your shortcoming is even worse than your shortcoming. Because if I think I'm perfect, what will happen? No improvement. I don't need to. I don't want to. The first thing we learned was what? In all this stuff, what is the first thing that you learn? What is the first thing Rumi said? It's simple. You have to go. First paragraph, first book. They said, listen, one day you wanted to know what's happening and you found that you have a brain and you fell in love with it and it was good. You used it. Lovely. But there is something wrong with your brain. What is it? What is wrong with your brain, doctor? It knows rules. It doesn't understand exception.
guess what?
Exception is a major part of this existence. Because when we observe the existence, what is the first thing that you should notice in existence? Change. Do you remember? The essence of existence is change, and the essence of change is the creator. That's how we describe it, Mullah Sadra, philosopher, describes it. Changes. And I understand that I cannot be the best possible of me in this moment. Because I know how many things I have done wrong, or some mishaps, or whatever. So I'm not the best that I could be. Means I understand my shortcoming. My shortcoming is what? Beginning book 2. He said, this donkey is enemy of this path. Because this one is always towards my animal needs. This is the animal. The brain is the animal brain. You were talking about the heart. Heart. Oh, at the beginning we talked a lot about the heart. Little by little, I hope I change your image of heart. Because heart is not this. This in Arabic, the name means fake. And the center at the same time. Yeah, it's like that. This is the fake one. Heart is not in me. Where is heart? I am in the heart, and heart is in humanity. That's what the heart is. In our story, right at the beginning, your intelligence. Oh, before becoming your intelligence was pure intelligence, right? The angel of intelligence. What's his name?
Yeah.
Devil, Satan. Satan knows everything. He knew everything. So, he believed in himself. That's selfishness and egoistic activity punished him. Why? First, yes, to come down here to help us, because it's here. That's the Satan. But this Satan wanted to see me. Went around, do you remember? There was a locked door. Called that, oh, hello, my God, I cannot go in this room. Said, yes, that's my place. You cannot go in. Means there is a place that intelligence cannot go in. We call this wisdom what? Do you remember? Beyond the logic. This is the name of this school of thought. Because it's not logical. Maybe there is another logic. I don't know. Excuse me. I'm sure that up to 2,000 years ago there was no logic. So everybody could say no matter what nonsense. Pluto, Aristotle, they invented the logic, right? So for 2,000 years we are using logic. And maybe this is stupid and we'll find out in 500 years. I don't know. But for the moment, I am thinking about me in the moment, right? Do you remember? Moment. What was the word? Hal. Means feeling, passion, everything is moment. Because everything is this moment. Tomorrow I'm dead. Maybe all of us are dead. So what? Now. Why? How you love tomorrow. Especially when I'm looking at you and I'm asking a question. To postpone it. Responsibility is now. Standing up. That was the first thing that we explained, remember? So, here is a... You should know your shortcoming. The first shortcoming is your behavior and selfishness. The second one is that you... Do you remember I told you you have to go to the mosque? Why? Because there is a special place in the mosque called the war zone. Fighting with yourself. Right? So, should I make the war zone for you? Uh-uh. You should build it up. You know where your mosque is. You know where your concentration is. You know where you have time and you could meditate. You could meditate. You could meditate. You could meditate.